This is the Avaya Podcast Network, APN. Technology, news, and information. All in one place. Welcome to Avaya Tech Talk. Innovative solutions from the Avaya ecosystem of government solutions partners. Empowering you with world-class communication tools, increasing government's ability to serve citizens. Now, here's your host, Guy Clinch.
Good day, all. Guy Clinch here, advocate for the government customer in Avaya's product development organization. Welcome to this week's episode of Avaya Tech Talk. Tech Talk is designed to highlight the robust and growing community of Avaya technology partners and the unique solutions that they participate with Avaya to provide to government customers across the globe. In conversation this week as a guest of Mark Fletcher during his E911 Talk podcast, among the subjects we discussed is how digital technologies force the breakdown of traditional silos. We said there are benefits in creating cross-platform communications channels and challenges, including the possibility of the dreaded information anarchy. Continuing on the train of thought about breaking down silos, I invite you to spend the next few minutes with me as we discuss how digital technologies are driving new operational benefits as well as hard dollar savings for governments. In my recent blog, Government, Thy Name Means Service, I wrote that each new problem faced by government seems to come with its own toll-free number. Along with those investments comes the necessary infrastructure to support those communications. Driven by the nature of the technologies and procurement cultures that have traditionally governed, this was not always in alignment with what, by today's standards, we would consider the most cost-effective practices. Once in place, these embedded infrastructures become very difficult to reform. Costs of running and maintaining them grow as systems age. A compelling event is often necessary to dislodge the old model. Like the constituents of an imminent chemical reaction floating in a solution, the components of that compelling event surround us today in many forms. In part, the constituents of change are the fiscal crises faced by so many governments. Citizen dissatisfaction about government also swirls in the mixture. New innovations, including citizen engagement applications, add potential energy. All that is missing is a catalyst to kickstart the reaction. Environmental factors also affect the outcomes. One of these factors is that the technologies themselves have changed. Elements that were once required, such as point-to-point circuits, have been replaced by new modern networks. Networking innovations are having dramatic impacts on the ways that communication networks are architected, deployed, and maintained over time. For instance, in the past it was necessary to have individual telecommunications servers for individual locations or departments. Each of those servers required their own dedicated communication circuits. Today, government organizations can reform their networks by using a simplify, consolidate, and extend strategy. By simplifying, we mean putting in place an underlying network based upon modern protocols, consolidating by collapsing multiple servers into shared resources, and extending by deploying gateway solutions that allow remote locations to take advantage of centralized applications. This approach has many benefits. Top on the list are the hard dollar savings of replacing costly dedicated circuits with multi-purpose packet-based systems. Also, the costs associated with maintaining the previously dispersed processing resources are significantly reduced. In essence, what this strategy means is replacing dedicated servers and costly and complex networks with a private cloud paradigm. The private cloud then makes it possible for an organization to leverage single investments in hardware and applications to serve many multiple locations. With Avaya, there are the additional benefits to the strategy that include the ability to reuse large quantities of previous investments as components of the new private cloud. Avaya cabinets that previously housed servers can be converted to gateways. Line cards and legacy terminal equipment can remain in place and continue to provide service for long periods into the future. While adding new applications and capabilities, as much as 85% of previous investments can be repurposed and reused as part of an Avaya or a private cloud. Other hard dollar savings come in the form of reduced administrative costs. Individual servers with individual features, including distinct databases, cost organizations large amounts of money to optimize. Centralizing allows for those costs to fall under far more control. Organizations can also benefit to a great extent from the new organizational flexibility created. Centralized applications being shared to remote locations means that geography no longer substantiates a limiting factor to innovation. In the past, resources were as if stranded upon disconnected islands. Collaboration opportunities were limited. A private cloud brings the applications to the people instead of requiring the organization to coalesce around the locations where the applications previously resided. So we have seen that the components to create a positive reaction surround us. All that is required is a starter. The positive outcomes that include the opportunity for dramatic cost savings, new and more efficient organizational architectures, and enhanced delivery models provide a compelling return on investment. What will it take to set off the chain reaction that completely transforms the ways governments utilize enterprise communications applications? As Rahm Emanuel might say, let's not waste a fiscal crisis. Let's look at how much can be saved by deploying a simplify, consolidate, and extend strategy and establishing an Avaya or a private cloud. Let's see that the initial costs will be paid back rapidly and how new communications paradigms accrue substantial dividends long into the future. Thanks for joining me here today on Avaya Tech Talk. You can subscribe to our episodes on iTunes and follow us on Twitter hashtag APN Podcast. Talking Tech, this has been your host, Guy Clinch, the advocate for the government customer at Avaya.
You've been listening to Avaya Tech Talk with Guy Clinch. For more information on the products featured here, visit the Avaya DevConnect Marketplace at www.devconnectmarketplace.com.